Very good. How are you this morning?
Good.
Good to have you guys here this morning. Have you ever heard of this thing called the Lord's Prayer?
Yeah.
You've heard of it?
Yeah. There's some stuff that I didn't hear yet.
There's some stuff you haven't heard about it yet, probably. Me too. Yeah. Yeah, the Lord's Prayer. It was in our reading today from the Bible. Jesus is out praying somewhere, and his disciples are looking at him and thinking, that looks pretty good. Jesus, could you teach us how to pray? And then Jesus said, when you pray, pray like this. Pater hemon ha ento urinas, hagias theto ta anima su, el theto he basileia su.
No?
Okay. Most people don't. Yeah, it took me years to learn that. I trot it out every once in a while to show off. Yeah, that's ancient Greek. You learned it. Our Father in heaven. What's the next part? Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. On earth, even the littlest ones. On earth as it is in
heaven.
And what are we supposed to get? Give us? As we forgive those who trespass against us. You don't even have to come. You don't even have to come to confirmation. I'll just sign your certificate now and we'll be done. Yes. With that, you did wonderfully. Way to go. Well, the Lord's Prayer is so important, but it's not the only way we pray, right? It's not the only prayer we ever do. What other kind of prayer do we do? Do we pray when we're happy?
No.
You've made my entire point of my next sermon. Yes.
At night.
At night we do?
Dinner.
Okay, right. You pray at your snacks?
Yep.
You are holy. When else do we pray? Can you think of when else? Do you pray before you go to bed?
Yes.
Do you have a special prayer that you pray?
Yes.
Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray my soul the Lord to keep. And when I wake, I hope that I we'll have some breakfast by my side, yes. See, you knew that wasn't quite right. Well, prayer is nothing more than talking to God. Stop that. There we go. Prayer is nothing more than just talking to God. So, are you ever too little to pray? Are you too little for God to hear from you?
No.
Are you ever too big or too old for God to hear from you?
No.
No. Yeah. And so the Lord's Prayer is how Jesus taught his disciples to pray so they could keep praying all day, every day, from the time they're little tinies like these two up until they're maybe a little bit older like Auntie over here, like Auntie Inge. Yeah. We can always pray. And it is always true that God hears even you and you. Because that's what God promises. I'll hear you. And me even sometimes. You're right. So I want to say to you every day, maybe we should do as Jesus says and just pray to this God whose name is hallowed. Do you know what that means? Holy. It's just a big word for holy. Set apart, wonderful. Pray to that God that we know to be our Father.
God's a Father, even your Father.
That's right, even my Father. If you ever met my Father, you'd know why I need God. Thank you. You can go back to your places.